Hello, I'm Liz Calhoun. Welcome to Earth Day on the airwaves. I am the Stormwater Resource Analyst for the City of Ames. The Ames City Council is committed to promoting and dedicating resources toward environmental sustainability, and the city has many programs that support this priority. This interview, we will touch on the Smart Watersheds Rebate Program. My guest today is Jake Moore, who serves as a stormwater specialist with the stormwater unit within the Public Works Department. One of his responsibilities is educating property owners on the available rebates and guiding them through the process of implementing the practices and processing the rebate applications. Jake, tell us a little bit about your job, background, and job responsibilities.
Hi Liz, thanks. I'm a stormwater specialist with the City of Ames. I've been with the city since 2007, and since that time, the stormwater program has grown and developed. I have a broad range of responsibilities. Those include issuing permits, project inspection and reporting, stormwater runoff and drainage, and also what we are talking about today, which is the City of Ames Smart Watershed Program, which includes the cost share programs. The cost share programs are designed to help promote and reduce the cost of installing best management practices for stormwater.
In general, what is the purpose of the practices for which the rebates are available?
The purpose for the stormwater practices are to reduce the amount of runoff from a site. They also promote water conservation, and we promote having healthy soils and also encourage tree planting and native landscaping.
What rebates are currently available?
At this time, we have 6 active rebates. The most recent is the native trees, but I'll run through the list. So we have a rain barrel rebate. That was the very first rebate that we began with years ago. And then we also now have a composting rebate or a composter to help purchase a composter. We also have a soil quality restoration rebate, a native landscaping and native turf rebate, and then a rain garden rebate.
Great. Tell us a little bit more about the rain barrel and composter rebates.
Okay, well, the rain barrel rebates are for the installation of a rain barrel, and they are connected to downspouts. And then when the rain falls on your roof, it fills up the barrel with the rainwater. Then you can use that captured water at a later time. And not only do rain barrels reduce runoff, but they also help with water conservation by reducing the amount of water from your hose spigot. The minimum size for a rain barrel is 50 gallons. The rebate amount is up to $50 for each barrel. We allow up to 2 barrels for each parcel or each lot. And you simply purchase the barrel, install it, and then you fill out the application and submit it to the City of Ames with a copy of your receipt. Composter rebates are structured very, very similar to the rain barrel rebates. You purchase a composter. It has a minimum size requirement of 40 gallons or 5 cubic feet. You're also able to build your own composter and submit a rebate to help reduce the cost of the materials. And then the rebate is up to $50. In order to receive the rebate, you'll need to submit an application with your receipt to the City of Ames Smart Watershed Program.
Great. And what does SQR mean, and what are the steps for this practice?
So SQR, it means soil quality restoration is what it stands for, and it's an approach that improves the health of your lawn. And it has 3 main components. The first step is aeration, and the aeration helps decompact the soil while opening up a void for the compost to be applied or to fill in that void. The second step is applying the compost, and the third and final step is to overseed, which establishes new vegetation. The result is a healthier lawn, which allows for more water to infiltrate through the soil and get back into the ground. It also allows for healthier vegetation without the need of fertilizers. You can either do the work yourself or hire a contractor. Both are eligible for reimbursement up to $350. However, with this rebate, you need to submit the application and have it approved prior to purchasing materials. We do have limited funding, so we don't want to pre-approve projects unless we can keep a track of the budget there to make sure that we will have funding available once that project is done.
Great information. The next one is the native landscaping rebate. Tell us a little bit more about it.
So native plants have many benefits for the environment, and one of those benefits is the ability to grow long roots into the ground surface. Because they have such long roots, they are drought tolerant and they don't require watering or fertilizer. The roots help break up the soil compaction and they allow for the water to drain back into the ground. Native planted areas result in less runoff and also have cleaner runoff. The Smart Watershed Program encourages Ames residents to install native landscaping by helping cover some of the cost of materials such as plants, seed, and mulch. There are some minimum requirements which are listed in the rebate application form itself. An application must be submitted and reviewed and also approved prior to this work being done as well.
Okay, and what is a rain garden?
So a rain garden is a depression in the ground which has water drained to it, usually from a hard surface such as your driveway or your rooftop. And rainwater is temporarily ponded until the water infiltrates into the soil. So we're trying to get that water back into the ground. And for rain gardens to function properly, they need to drain into the ground, but you must have soils with good percolation rates. So we want to make sure that we don't have standing water or stagnant water. So we do want to take a look at those soils to make sure those rain gardens will function properly. Rain gardens can be planted in ways that add landscaping and wildlife habitat as well. And the benefit is they reduce stormwater runoff. They have a rebate up to $400. This rebate application must be submitted and reviewed prior to the materials and work being done. And also I'd like to mention that city staff can offer guidance and tips to help with the installation. So we are hands-on. We do try to give tips and help you out with the process.
Great, and our last rebate to talk about is the native tree rebate. What can you tell us about this rebate?
So the native tree rebate promotes the planting of native trees, and trees play an important role in stormwater runoff as well. Tree canopies help capture and reduce rainwater runoff, and the rebate is up to $75 for each tree. And we allow for up to 2 trees at each property each year. So sometimes people don't think that trees are play an important role in stormwater runoff, but they really do. Also this past year we had the derecho, which also damaged a lot of trees, and so we are seeing a need for trees to be replanted. And so this is our newest program, and we really hope people will take advantage of it.
Great, thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to share about our rebate program?
I'd just like to encourage everyone to check out our city website. So it's cityofames.org/smartwatersheds. And there's a lot of great information about local watersheds and what residents can do to help manage stormwater.
Great, Jake. That was great information. Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing more rebate applications come in. Thank you.
Thanks, Liz.